friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Husband and wife, aged 99 and 100, say God is the secret to their 75-year marriage. Written by Julie Provost, read by Julie Provost. What's the secret to a 75-year marriage? Hazel and Norman Bollinger of Minnesota celebrate 75 years of marriage this June. The couple, who met in 1945, have some advice for how they have made their marriage work. Norman shares, be a good listener, admit when you're wrong, share your feelings, be complimentary and say thank you, laugh a lot, have good friends, and be able to forgive. Keep going, look for the positives, don't get bogged down in the negatives. All such good advice. God has played a daily role in their relationship. We thank Him for our marriage every day, says Norman. Keep close to God and He will keep close to us. If you have faith in God, all you have to do is ask and it will be done. Hazel turned 100 last November, and Norman will join her as a fellow centurion at the end of February. However, they met when they were just 21 years old and have quite a story about how they did so. Four miracles led to them meeting and falling in love. The first was that Norman, a farmer in North Dakota, was allowed to take time away to go to his cousin Carol's wedding in Minneapolis. The second was when Carol dropped Norman off at an annual camp meeting at Buffalo Lake Pavilion on the way home from the wedding. His cousin from North Dakota was going to be ordained as a minister there, and Norman unexpectedly wanted to get out of the car he was taking back home. The third was that Hazel was preparing for a trip to California, but then heard a nagging voice tell her to stay home. The next day, her minister's wife asked her to help as a camp guide at Buffalo Lake Pavilion, the same camp Norman was at. Norman noticed Hazel. I spied the most beautiful young woman in a white blouse and blue skirt. Miracle number four was when he asked her to go for a walk. After dinner, I was in the right place. Here comes Hazel with her girls to get water. I pump water for them. When I gave Hazel her cup, I said, I'd like to get acquainted with you. Can we go for a walk down by the lake? Norman and Hazel had much in common. Most importantly, their Christian upbringing. Unfortunately, they lived 500 miles away from one another. They ended up in a long-distance relationship for 4.5 years. Norman was able to fly in his small plane to see her in Minneapolis. The couple was married on June 10, 1949, at the Christian Missionary Alliance Church in South Minneapolis. They had a double wedding with Hazel's sister Phyllis and her husband Ken. Hazel and Norman's 75-year marriage is an inspiration. From stories of how Norman drove to see Hazel when she broke her hip, to how the two not only lived and loved together, but also worked together. The two of them bought and ran nursing homes. After they retired from the business, Hazel accompanied Norman on his deliveries for a delivery courier service he worked for until he was 97. Hazel and Norman have 4 children, 7 grandchildren, and 20 great-grandchildren. What a blessing. Marriage is a wonderful thing. Two people can come together and have a life with one another. But marriage also takes a lot of work. Hazel and Norman are the perfect example of how to make your marriage last. Never forget that God is the center of it, and lean on Him through everything life brings. Whoever finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. Proverbs 18:22.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Parents awake to handwritten note from son, but it's the home security footage that melts them. Written by Julie Provost, read by Julie Provost. Wouldn't it be nice if someone cooked breakfast for you on a Saturday morning? These parents got to experience just that, which we witnessed in this TikTok video. The video begins with a sign on the door written in little kid's handwriting that says, "Look forward to Saturdays. You don't have to make breakfast." What a sweet boy. He tells his parents they can look forward to Saturdays because he will cook them breakfast that day, giving them a much-needed break. The mother, Caitlin, writes in the video, "My husband and I woke to this sign hanging in our room Saturday morning. I bet they were pretty impressed to wake up to the sign and a yummy breakfast made by their son. What a fun surprise." The TikTok clip then switches to a video of the young boy, about 6 or 7 years old, starting to cook breakfast. He gets out a few items, including a bowl and some eggs. He makes the eggs on the stove and then gives his brother a bit of whipped cream. We also see him cleaning up, including using a vacuum. Cleaning is always the hardest part of cooking, and he didn't leave that for his parents to do, as some kids might. He then reheats his brother's food and sits with him to eat his own breakfast and watch cartoons. I bet they couldn't have been prouder when the parents watched that video. Their son not only thought of them, but also of his little brother. He even thought to clean up after himself. As parents, we often hope we can teach our kids different skills, such as cooking and cleaning. We want to know they will be able to do things for themselves. This little boy has shown he can, even at a very early age. That is certainly impressive. Not only that, but he has also shown kindness toward his parents by cooking them breakfast, something they should definitely be proud of, as we need more of that in this world. Honor your father and mother, and the days may be long on the land which the Lord your God gives you. Exodus 20:12.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.